Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Everything's fine. Everything's fine. Lawrence, everything's fine. Matt, everything's fine. Shane, Tanny, everything's fine.
Afternoons on the Score.
Everything does seem to be fine with the Bears this week. This is a... Honestly, this has been a really terrific week if you're a Bears fan. Like, it's felt good. Now, it doesn't hurt that this... It also has been connected with the time change and incredible weather in the City Beautiful. Concluding today, because isn't there like a crazy thunderstorm or something coming in tonight?
No! No, Lawrence, don't say that. Even if it's true, don't say that.
I'll text
For
someone.
God's sake. Yeah,
I know some
please.
People in the weather
you do?
Business.
Who, the Lord?
I know Cheryl Scott.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, is she in charge? I mean, she can read it well, maybe. I was looking for somebody in control.
Who can make the choices?
Yeah, who can make the choice, okay. Dictate some things.
I do believe that is out of her purview, but she is incredibly accurate in telling you what's getting ready to happen.
Yeah.
I can Alicia Roman, I can reach out to her, too.
I mean, these all seem like very powerful people. You know,
my guy Big Mike over at Channel 9.
Mm-hmm.
I love the weather people in this town. We got a good group.
Well, and now that the king has retired, I mean, so somebody's got to step in with that power and that sway.
Yes, it's Demetrius. Here's what I love about all the weather people. Like, if you really want to have like a serious science conversation, they will talk to you for hours.
Yeah, they're actually interested.
They're actual scientists.
Yeah, they're kind of into the whole thing.
They will talk your ear off and be like, I don't understand what you're talking about. Because, you know, we're over at the other part of the universities.
We're in the funny papers.
Do those even exist anymore?
Well, I know it's sad.
Papers?
It's like a it's like a two-page section.
Hey, man, I get my Sunday Sun-Times delivered, and I was surprised because I usually read. They have one that just acts like the newspaper, like one of the online things about the Sun-Times, which I think is cool, is that you can have the paper kind of on your phone. But on Sundays, when I have a little bit more time, I like to be able to touch the paper.
Yeah, man, have a bagel, some salmon, a little tomato, some onion, and read something light, like the Sunday newspaper.
Well, it was very light, and I was shocked by it. I'll see what this Sunday is looking like before I make any pronouncements.
Would you like something to read? Yes, I'd like something light. How about this pamphlet, Great Jewish Sports Heroes? You know,
one of the greatest movies of all time.
Of all times.
I like my coffee like I like my men.
Got to get a hold of yourself. Slap. And there's a whole line of people just waiting to tell her to get a hold of herself.
I always laugh. Even though I've seen that movie a million times, I always laugh when I see the person with the actual boxing gloves.
Right. The person with, and like, and I think there's somebody with a chain, like there's,
yeah,
it's just
there's
a lot
all
of,
sorts of stuff, but yeah. That's not why anyone called.
I didn't call for that, and you didn't call for that. It has been a great week, and it's been fun to sit here and process all the audio from Ben Johnson and Ryan Poles all week. Shane and Tanny and at least one Tyler, maybe two Tylers have been helping out. I don't know. There's no way to know.
Well, Sean Sears is here.
Oh, Sean Sears has been helping out. Like, but there's just, everywhere I look, there seems to be a Tyler. They seem to multiply. I think that's how it works. But we've heard all the Bears tape, and sometimes that means that you and I don't get to see the press conferences. We're doing a radio show live, and then it happens, and we bring back the audio, and we're breaking it down and taking notes. I took good notes on Drew Dahlman. Looking forward to our conversation with Drew Dahlman at 4 o'clock. But yesterday in the evening, had a chance to see some of the Ben Johnson and Ryan Poles press conference, and watching Ryan Poles' face as his prized new coach took him to some places conversationally, gave just some incredible moments for body language reads. It really did.
You know what's interesting about watching all of this play out? It's almost as if when you watch Ryan Poles, whenever he's around Ben Johnson, that he never thought it could be this way.
Exactly. Exactly. He's like, oh my God, I got another chance, and look what I ended up with. You're like, there's a sky point that could be happening at any point during this thing. This was the moment when somebody asked Ben Johnson, you know, all these different schemes you're going to be asking these offensive linemen to do. It's going to be a lot. How can you make it easy? How can you make it easy on these guys? And I'll describe what Ryan Poles does when he hears this.
It shouldn't be easy. This should be hard. You know, the spring should be hard. Training camp should be hard. Anything worth doing is hard. So it's going to take a lot of work. It's going to take a lot of effort. In particular, year one, we should not be comfortable as we're coming into the springtime. We're going to load these guys up. We're going to see what they can handle. We're going to fail. And that's okay. That's part of how you learn and how you grow and you get better. And so we're going to encourage that as a coaching staff. So nothing about this is about making it easier. So, yeah, it's going to be fun.
Oh, my God. So Ryan Poles is nodding along and listening. And then Ben starts to answer. It's not supposed to be easy. And Ryan Poles, like, he literally recoils.
He was taken aback.
He's like, boom. Like, oh, my God, that's not what I expected.
And he's like, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. He starts to really feel it. He's taken aback. He's like, oh, my God. He's like, oh, damn right. Oh, yeah. Go ahead. Go ahead. Keep cooking. And he watches him cook for a moment. And he smiles. He turns back towards the media. Just kind of doesn't look at anybody. But he's just smiling on his own. And he's nodding. He starts to nod. And then he looks back. And he's like, keep going.
He's like, $240 worth of pudding.
Keep cooking. Keep cooking. And he's just nodding. And then he looks back at the media. He's like, you guys want some more?
He's like, y'all got that, right?
You got that, right? Did you write it down?
And then for some reason, he walked off and went, you like that? You like that?
Speaks, I need you to do a body language comparison between that and when he was sweating and nervous and literally turning the page at the introductory presser. When he was right. Hunched over, turning the page.
No, Shane, you don't have to go back that far. Go back to the Eberflus firing.
Mm.
And Ryan Poles in that. He's a whole new dude,
he
man.
He really is. Because think about it. The turn the page one, he's like earnest and excited, but definitely a little bit nervous, to your point. By the time he's there for the Eberflus firing, he was shrinking. He was smaller than he had been. And Kevin Warren was a hulking presence next to him that made you think that the power was draining and could drain even more and more and more. And now Poles is that dude, but he knows he's got the best front man.
He's standing up straight now because he understands that he's got a coach that's got it.
Lawrence, because he gets to the end of this and he's nodding and he's smiling and then he looks at the media and he's like, you guys got all that, right? And I don't know if there's somebody specific that he's looking at in the media, but he breaks into a full-on laugh. It's a full-on laugh, like, yeah, you see what I got now? It's smiling, and see what I got now? And it's like, oh, yeah, another question. That's right, bring it. I'm cool, I'm ready. We'll take anything you got. Just the level of confidence and excitement is palpable.
Now, look, we have to keep throwing this caveat out through September. We don't know if Ben Johnson can do this job. Okay? There's the caveat. Hold it, write it down, record it, whatever you need to do. The way that Ryan Poles is reacting in the moment with all of the things that we can see and have heard from Ben Johnson, I would imagine there is a level of relief there. There's a level of pride there. Mm-hmm. And then there's the realization of, oh, I don't have to coach the coach.
Yeah, man. I don't have to coach the coach. I don't have to worry about coaching him up to speak to the public, which we know was a thing. And I certainly don't have to coach him up to like speak strategy and philosophy. I can trust him in full. I can just come and hang out at these press conferences.
And I don't have to be the voice of the Bears. I can pick and choose when I'm that voice. This guy's got it, and he's not uncomfortable in his own skin.
Mm-hmm.
And Matt Eberflus, for the longest time, was uncomfortable.
All the way through to the end, he was uncomfortable. And he would say, right, because he was trying to convince himself and convince you that he knew what he was doing. And he was doing an impression of what a head coach is supposed to sound like.
Yeah.
Yeah, and this guy.
I remember you and Danny's interviews with him, the short interviews.
Yeah,
like, I love those
with
interviews.
Honest Matt Eberflus. But it's like, this guy, it's a different thing. There's one other cut where Poles' face was awesome, and this is when they talked about offensive linemen, and Ben Johnson gets to the point where he's describing what kind of offensive lineman he wanted.
We want some tough, some gritty, some dirty individuals, and we feel pretty good about the two guys we got. Smart is a word that comes to mind, particularly with the interior players. We need guys that we love to have some versatility to our scheme, some multiplicity, if you will. And so we got a couple guys in the building now that we feel strongly can handle
a
variety of different kinds.
We can stop it right there. Thank you, Tyler. It's that first part when he's like talking about tough and gritty and dirty. And if you're watching Ryan Poles, it's just like the smile is enormous. It just gets bigger and bigger and bigger. And he's just looking around so damn proud.
It's nice. And that's what I mean by this entire week. It's just been nice to live in the space of, well, since January. Hey, are the Bears going to go get the coach that everyone feels like they should go and get?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. This is feeling a little bit weird. Oh, they got him. Oh, so I don't have to worry about that anymore? No. You just lay back in the cut.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I'm really worried about all the other stuff. I mean, they didn't do a great job with Caleb Williams last year. And you know, I'm worried about the offensive line. They've got to rebuild the trenches. How do they not know that? Ryan Poles was an offensive lineman. So was Ian Cunningham. How did they not know? They traded for Joe Tooney? Oh, okay. All right. Was that all they're going to do? Oh, they went and got another guy.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, okay, great. The guards are cool. Having the guards is great, but what this team really needs is a center. So let's see how aggressive they're going to be. Oh, they signed Drew Dahlman?
Yeah.
The number one choice for everyone that was looking for a free agent center. They got him? Yeah. Oh, and while you were worried about that, they also went out and got Grady Jarrett. Wait, the dude from Atlanta?
Yeah.
That guy? Oh.
It's funny, man.
And then you're just like, well,
Atlanta,
would you look at that?
Atlanta throwing the bag at Kirk Cousins and now having all this problematic money.
And having
money
to pay for it.
And now and wanting to go to Penix instead and having to deal with this and having nobody want to take Cousins off of their hands has created an opportunity for the Bears to swoop in and grab the middle of both of their lines. I mean, that's thank you. Thank you for that choice. In that predicament. I mean, there's a reason that we're doing as much Bears as we are here in the middle of March. And it's not just the moves and it's not just the vibes of the coach and the GM. It's what the Bears are to this town. It's what they are. It's how they unify and how it gets people going. You pointed out that story in the Sun-Times. Cranes wrote about it earlier today, too.
Franz Spielman's now writing about it.
I mean, it is the Michael Reese site as a possible Bears stadium started to gain some traction, what, about 2 months ago?
Maybe three. When
somebody in Springfield downstate said that they'd be open to possibly giving some money for that site in a way that they wouldn't be for the museum campus site that obviously the Bears wanted. But today we get this like release of the plans and the blueprints for the Michael Reese site, and it seemed odd that we were getting it. And then we find out the reasoning behind why it's been released and why it's in the news cycle today.
Here's the headline for it. Michael Reese developers throw Hail Mary proposal for Bear Stadium. So this is Fran Spielman and Mitchell Armantrout that wrote this piece in the Sun-Times. Let me just give you a couple of graphs and a quote, okay?
Okay.
Scott Goodman, principal of the Fairpoint development team that purchased the 48.6-acre site from the city, openly acknowledged that he has not met with the team, nor has he finalized the financing for either for the $3.2 billion dome or $600 million in state money needed to just ready the site for development.
Mm-hmm.
Developed by architect Lamar Johnson, the striking renderings for a stadium and ancillary development at the Michael Reese site have been floating around behind the scenes for months, but Goodman refused to share them publicly for fear of alienating Bears president Kevin Warren. Sources said...
Can you pause there for one second? So Kevin Warren knew these things existed and said, no, don't put that out.
I don't have time for this.
And not only do I not have time for this, I don't need to use you as a tool in my arsenal while I'm trying to make Arlington Heights happen with good state money, or still trying to make the museum campus happen. I don't want to piss off my mayor that
this
I've made a deal with.
This is the third choice for me.
Yeah, like I'm not ready to use you in my leverage play just yet.
Sources said Goodman was warned if he did go public, it would nix any chance of convincing the Bears to take their Chicago sites off the lakefront parking lot south of Soldier Field.
That's that gangster-ish right there.
And push them to the shuttered Arlington International Racecourse that they bought in 2022. Goodman said Friday his fear that the Bears could be as good as gone convinced him to finally show his cards. Quote, I was just panicking. I feel like it's already gone to Arlington Heights.
Man.
That's my heart of hearts. I kind of fell into, you should at least show your pictures.
He did his work. He made pretty pictures. Spent a lot of money on the place. He's been in charge of it. He hired the people to make the pretty pictures. And he felt like the possibility was going to die on the vine without him actually showing the pictures. So he's like, screw Kevin. Hey,
I'm trying to let people know I can build this thing if they need me to.
Let me go public and work through the media on this. And the pictures are very nice. They're quite lovely.
It kind of looks like the chess set.
that you gave me?
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny. Well, how about the, there's a band shell that's part of this like land bridge that they build to reach over to the lake. And it looks kind of like a Ravinia. They could make like a Ravinia South.
Because you would need to, ideally, because there's the 18th Street Bridge for Soldier Field.
Yeah.
But this would be a mile south of that point.
Right, 16 blocks or a mile, we're literally talking about 17, 18 blocks. Yeah.
So you'd have to get over, you'd have to either go to 31st Street and walk over or build something that would allow you access over Lakeshore Drive.
But the point is, these three entities, Arlington Heights, Museum Campus, and Michael Reese, and the Michael Reese dude, the dude who's been in charge, he's feeling what a lot of us are feeling. That go ahead and announce Arlington Heights already. You know you're going to do it. He said you wanted to put shovels in the ground this year. You know,
well, the year is almost a quarter done.
I mean, the way that this whole thing looks like it's going to play out is Bears Arlington Heights. And I think the White Sox are going to get some of that public money eventually and get to do their stadium at the 78. I think those things are connected because it's always been a race between the White Sox and the Cubs for that batch from the hotel tax that's there and possible. But man, I felt for the Michael Reese guy who's like, I made the pretty pictures.
I did all this stuff.
I would like you to see them now.
I'd very much like for you to see this rendering that I've done of this stadium that's never going to be built on a site that we're still not sure is viable for me to build on. And no one has secured any money for it. But I did it. And here it is.
Oh, my God.
I appreciate him doing that.
I appreciate him doing it, too.
It was so weird. I went to go get my tea, and I was like, what?
Yeah, right. Sometimes you got to negotiate through the media. If you made your pretty pictures, because guess what? The city did that. Remember the city put out their Soldier Field stuff with the Bill Curtis voiceover?
Yes.
And they're like, oh, look at the...
We got Bill Curtis. That means it's legit.
And what they have, the overwater gondolas. Right? The overwater gondolas that you could.
There were jetpacks. There was all sorts of stuff. And meanwhile, the Arlington Heights mayor has just been sitting back in the cut like, they already own the land here.
They're coming here.
We could just get this tax thing figured out and the school thing figured out. Just come play ball in Arlington Heights.
Dog and pony show to get as much public money as possible. And maybe they're not going to get that much at all.
It's been a good 6 weeks for the Bears. It's been a really good 6 weeks for the Bears. And that's great. That's the way that people should feel. We need to take a break. When we come back, we're going to open up the phone lines a little bit. There's a story that Spiegs and I have been kind of talking about, like just as two guys who love sports, that we should bring to you and take your temperature on. And it's something that we're going to occasionally take your temperature on if this thing continues to go on, which I expect that it will. It has to do with your viewing habits. We'll explain next here on The Score.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like scrolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your websites, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Spiegel and Holmes.
I'm just saying, Lawrence, you were saying some stuff last week, if my memory is correct.
That's why Danny left.
Afternoons on The Score.
So, Spiegs, I have been in an exploratory mood when it comes to what system I am using to watch television. I've been a Comcast guy for, 15 years? Like, I was Comcast cable. And I was looking to save a little bit of money because I had everything. You know, you have all the stuff. You got your Red Zone and all this stuff. And the price of cable television was a little too high for me. It reached the point where it was too high for me. Like, in principle, it was too high for me. So between that and everything that's happened with CHSN and being like, I can't watch the Bulls or the Hawks. I can't watch the White Sox if I don't move to something else. I understand, and we've said this before, our situations are different. If I were just college professor, Lawrence Holmes, I don't know if I would have made the move to do this for the games. But as a talk show host, we need to watch games.
Now, there is another way that you could do it, obviously.
Absolutely.
And I have done it that way. I have added the direct-to-consumer product that CHSN has offered. And because I, like you, I have to find a way. So I've added that on and piled that on to all the other subscription services that I pay for. Now, again, we can write that stuff off. It is part of the knowledge acquisition and the must watch stuff that you have to do. And also, in my particular case, living in the condo building that I live in, the Comcast internet and basic cable is part of my HOAs. So it's built into my HOAs. So, and my HOAs are a lot because downtown is, or in the South Loop is a lot. But anyway, the point is.
Is that right, Mr. Spiegel?
It's not what you think. Trust me. It's not what you think. The square footage is small. Yada, yada. It doesn't matter. But the point is, it's against my best interest to switch because the basic and the internet are built into my monthly nut already. So I just added the direct to consumer product, and I can't get that directly on the screen, but I can put it on the iPad and watch games, and I can cast it to the TV from there.
I initially
still not as convenient,
right?
Absolutely.
I initially went to YouTube TV, and I enjoyed their interface. But they didn't have CHSN, so it was pointless for me to go on with it. So I switched over to Fubo TV. I let it ride. I was like, let me try this for a month. And then I'm like, still, it's cheaper. Yes, I'm saving money, but I don't get to watch the things that I want to watch.
It's so weird. By the way, a texture says, Speak sounds like a guy who can buy himself a ticket to Japan.
I know. The games aren't until next week.
Whatever.
Get yourself on a red eye tonight.
Oh, man, that's
so
funny.
I get Fubo TV.
Yeah, but you don't like it.
I actually don't like
you
it.
You don't like it.
I don't. And so I'm looking at other options on it, but I already have CHSN starred. You know, if I turn on the TV in the morning, there's a thing of, dude, hey, Mully and Haw are on your TV, and you can watch Mully and Haw, like all of that stuff with CHSN. But I was thinking about this because now DirecTV Stream is offering a bundle, and it's like a Chicago bundle that's gonna allow for, and you have to pay the surcharge for having CHSN, which I believe is $14.99 a month, which I'm totally fine with paying for that. And you have to pay a charge for it on Fubo TV anyway.
So it's a new local streaming package called My Home Team. And it lets you watch both Marquee and CHSN just in time for opening day. Now, that's not on the regular. You don't get it on your regular DirecTV dish system.
Well, DirecTV had a stream bundle before that was going to give people CHSN. And it was one of the things that the teams were saying, hey, you know, the White Sox and the Bulls and the Blackhawks were like, you know, you could just move on over and get yourself DirecTV Stream and they're going to have us and all this stuff. This is a newer type deal.
It's a newer type of situation.
Yes, where they are offering you this, and they made mention of how they do have like the local channel. So if you like watching Channel 5, although I didn't see Channel 9, and that might be a deal breaker for me if Channel 9 is not a part of this.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, well, this thing, it's like, it's an add-on to DirecTV's My Sports Skinny Bundle, which launched in January with 24 markets, a full roster of national sports networks. So it's still like, it's an add-on to a sports bundle. This is all so freaking complicated, Lawrence.
The My Skinny one is the one that uses the agave instead of the regular cane sugar, right?
That is correct.
Yeah, I think so. Fruit. That monk is fruit sweetener. Monk fruit.
Okay. And okay. Texter, who says, just get over the air antenna. You don't understand the lack of convenience that adds to. When I watch games, I don't just watch the one game. I'm watching multiple games that are playing out.
Well, you got to. So you change the input button,
right?
You can hit the input button,
right?
But you're already changing a lot of stuff. Here's a texter who says, "I stream everything, and it drives me insane. Tonight for college basketball, I'll be flipping between the apps on my TV: ESPN, Peacock, Fox, and I think Paramount too.
Yes.
There's got to be a better way."
Eventually, this will all end up back in a bundle that is, they'll recreate cable television.
Well,
that's kind of what's going on right now.
This is what Comcast has done. This is what they've done. And I don't know how much of it was by design or just like a scramble, but I can get all those apps within my Comcast. Except CHSN, I can't. So it's a pain in the ass. I gotta do it on the iPad and cast it or something like that. But I can choose Hulu. I can choose all those different apps from within the Comcast interface.
Well, and I have kept Comcast cable because I found it to be great. I've had no issues with that. So I still have it. The whole reason that we even bring this up is to bring it to you. I think that there were a lot of people involved with CHSN who thought the pressure of the NBA, not specifically the Bulls, but the fact that NBA season was starting up would help kind of push folks who aren't us to change their provider and then maybe give them a little bit more leverage inside the negotiation. That hasn't happened. We're more than likely going to go through the entire Bulls season without them being on Comcast. That's a million households or whatever here in the Chicagoland area. And now baseball season's coming up. So you got Bulls and Hawks. They're going to pretty much go through their whole season without a big chunk of people in the area being able to watch them. And what you and I found out by listening to people who were calling in, folks that text us, folks that are inside the mob, is that there are a bunch of people that have really enjoyed the break. They've enjoyed the break while the Bulls and the Blackhawks figure themselves out.
That's the danger.
That's why I wanted to talk about it, because here we go.
Oh, man.
Now we're 2 weeks away. Uh-huh. Now we're 2 weeks away from baseball. And I think there were a lot of fans that were like, if you're a White Sox fan, you're like, I want to see how this plays out. And then let's see what happens how I feel,
man,
as April approaches.
You let people feel the break and you let them get accustomed to, say, going to YouTube the next morning and watching a 10 to 15 minute condensed version of the game, and then they're equipped to talk about it. It's not the real deal. It's not the actual flow. It's not the actual experience, but you can approximate it and feel like you are still connected to your team. Danger.
Well,
danger.
And if your team isn't expected to do anything, what is the impetus for you to then go out and make change? Like, if you're a Cub fan and this were happening with Marquee, it did, maybe this year you're like, nah, I got to see the Cubs. They brought in Kyle Tucker. I'm down. Like, this is a team that's hopefully going to compete. If you're a White Sox fan, you might still feel,
why bother right now?
Yeah, you might feel a little raw about it because you've already invested into one rebuild. And that was an emotional investment. This is an actual financial investment. This is you giving up some of your convenience. This is maybe you changing a provider.
Yeah.
All of this stuff. And you have to go, do I really want to?
When the teams themselves are this bad, it exposes the folly of the idea, because the timing is just so brutal. The timing was just such a problematic component of the launch of that thing. But that those habits, sometimes the habits can die hard, but sometimes as society rolls forward and options are everywhere, and we're hearing from people, you know, like, started watching more movies, started talking to my family a little bit more. We started watching some things together. I've fallen out of love with the game. I mean, it coincides. Yeah. The Bulls thing.
That's the scary part.
Well, because look, I'll be honest. Like, regular season NBA basketball.
It's not your bag.
It is not. But it used to be my bag, Lawrence. A lot of times, and every once in a while it still is, if the matchup is viable, if the players are executing with passion.
Like this weekend,
stuff,
you had Lakers, Celtics. It was, you know,
man.
Luka going back to Boston.
Sure. Or just like if I flip on and the Warriors are on and I can watch them trying to figure out and lock in their chemistry as they head towards the playoffs, and it's some of my favorite players and a coach I have tremendous respect for, I'll watch them figure it out against just about anybody these nights.
That was one of my other issues with Fubo. Because, you know, you have your favorite channels that you go to, and I'm obviously watching the Bulls, and I was like, yeah, where's TNT? And I was like, oh, I don't have it. But I've got it over here.
Dude, how many times?
On this app. Uh-huh. But now I got to go out of this.
Oh, dude.
Then I got to go into that.
Do you know how many times I've been, like, in the bedroom, wife has fallen asleep, it's me and the remote control and the smart TV that's in there, and I watch Comcast via the Xfinity app. I watch Xfinity via the Xfinity Stream app on that smart TV. I got everything there. But then I'll be like, every once in a while, I'll be like, oh, man, I don't have this or I don't have that. And like, okay, is there an app for that? And I'll be going to grab the app and I'm trying to sign in on Fox Sports. Because there was a while, I don't know if you've had this experience, anybody's had it, the televisions are designed with planned obsolescence. So after about 5 or 6 years of owning a smart TV, all of a sudden, oh, look at that. The new Xfinity Stream app, you can't watch it on this television. You're going to have to buy a new television.
Correct.
Now.
Correct.
And so I had about a year where I didn't have it in the bedroom. Like, well, maybe I'll grab the TNT app or the Fox Sports app. And then I'm signing in. Let me scan the QR code with my phone while the wife is sleeping next to me. It's just like, it's all gotten so much more difficult and more difficult
convoluted
than it needs. Oh, man.
But there is a danger here. Danger! Mm-hmm. There's a danger here if you're CHSN, where now people have gotten used to not having you. And if you're a White Sox fan, you're kind of signing up for the misery of White Sox baseball. Is it worth it to you? Like, is it going to be worth it to people? I don't know, but I'm going to check this thing out. I'm gonna check out this DirecTV stream
thing.
I got to tell you, Speaks, the Comcast stream was a lifesaver.
Well, it's interesting because a texter says that DirecTV has just rolled out just now, like a homepage, a feature that rolls up all the apps into the home screen. So like if DirecTV wasn't doing that, maybe now there's an option. So maybe if you did get DirecTV, the dish, you could also be getting that DirecTV streaming smart bundle thing right there on your homepage, and you could go to it that way. But it's like, it's insane.
Porth just texted me and he said that the DirecTV stream is great and that he just switched to it last week. So I've given Fubo a couple of months, and I'm even today I was frustrated. I was like, ugh, I gotta do something different. So this might be the move. And I get my situation is different from yours.
Oh no, but the relatability is out there for the people of just having to decide not to watch stuff. And just there's more people deciding to not watch it and take in sports a way that a lot of youngsters are taking it in these days,
yeah,
which is to watch clips.
There's no doubt about it.
To see it clip, to see highlights and condensed games and such.
Feel free to text us what you feel about this, 312-644-6767. Or if you're in the Twitch stream right now and you want to hit us up inside the mob, feel free to do that too. When we come back, we are going to check on one of Shane's tattoos. It's next on the score.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Spiegel and Holmes.
It's LeVar Ball.
What's good? Triple B, big baller style. You guys go do your thing. I love your style.
Afternoons on the Score.
Shane, how did we even happen upon the idea of the stupid things that we do for sports?
Yeah, so there's this wonderful Detroit Red Wings super fan who has only one eye. The other one, he had a standard glass eye. He decided to upgrade that glass eye from standard to Detroit Red Wings themed. So I thought, what's the dumbest thing that you've done or would do to support your favorite team?
I'm reading the article, by the way, about this guy, Jack Cameron, the lifelong Reds fan, and he's truly an eyewitness, is one of the lines in there. All right, so the concept is, so this guy gave himself a Red Wings glass eye.
Yes.
And you're wondering what the stupidest thing you would do for your team.
Would do or have done, correct.
Okay. Well, Lawrence, you correctly teased it as Shane's tattoo, because as soon as this topic came up, I thought of the tattoo. What does your tattoo say,
so
Shane?
So in August of 2022, or beginning of September, the White Sox were not in the lead in the AL Central. And I said on the show that I will get a White Sox 2022 AL Central Champions tattoo before it happens. And I did it. So I still have that on
I remember telling you, don't do it.
Yeah, it was transition, and I came in. I told the guys, hey, I'm going to be late today. I'm not feeling that well. I was getting the tattoo during transition.
And he shows up, and the things you do for, not love, but content. The things you do for content.
And then they did not win the division.
No, they didn't, but you still have the tattoo. Nice ink work, by the way.
Yeah, the tattoo really itself is actually really good.
Yeah, Joel Medina over at that tattoo place underneath the Belmont Red Line tracks.
So will you cover it, or
no,
it's just going to live with you now?
No, it's fun. Okay. It's a good memory from the show.
You're not going to just change it every year? You know, just
there's a lot of room. I could cross off the 22 and do 23 and just wait until they hit one.
Every year.
Yeah.
And then it can be an emblem of your undying fandom/idiocy, right? Fandiocy? Idiotdom? Whatever.
Could.
Yeah, no, you could. Or you could just leave it like that as a nice memory of a time gone by.
Has Tyler told the story of the letter to the Bears on the air?
Oh, on this time slot, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Danny told it.
But tell people.
All right, that's not Tyler telling it. All right, so Tyler, tell...
No, we like to tell Tyler's story for him.
Tell the Score listener... on about this letter that you sent to the Bears.
So I sent, I sent a few letters, just more like wedding invitations to, I sent them to the Bears, the Cubs, and the Bears were the only ones that got back to me, and I got this letter from George McCaskey, as you guys have all read and seen. It's kind of been all over. So, yeah, I went as far as that for fandom as to sending an invitation to the Chicago Bears. Unfortunately, none of them shown up, but I didn't really save a table because I didn't expect them to, and that letter kind of told me. He didn't specifically RSVP, but I'm kind of went with that he wasn't coming, so it's safe to say it was an easy no.
It's too bad, man. He should have come. Did he send anything? I forget if they sent something.
He did not. I was kind of hoping for pairs of tickets, but hey, you know what? A letter's cool, too.
The letter's nice. Lawrence, you were about to fly to New York this morning.
For a DePaul basketball game.
Yes!
No. I was going to fly to New York for a Big East semifinal. That's what I was flying to New York for. Well, it was going to be DePaul, but that's neither here nor there. But here's the thing about that. I have called DePaul at six Big East tournaments. Okay. There was the one time when they went, and they've actually been more decent in the tournament than in the regular season in the Big East. One of the times that I went is where I have grown my disdain for Mick Cronin, because DePaul upset Cincinnati and he acted like an ass afterwards. It really made no sense. He should have acted exactly the way that Greg McDermott was acting last night, where he's like, man, they really brought it. They gave us all that we wanted. I haven't seen DePaul play second game at a third game at the Big East tournament. So the idea that this team that I went to two games in the last week of the season and saw them get better. And I told Spiegs before we walked out here, I was like, they have a chance tonight. And it wasn't just because I am Mr. DePaul. They had a chance because it was a good matchup and they had been playing well. And they played well. They played a double overtime game that they lost. But you damn right. I was sitting there going, I need to go. Because you know why, Shane? Anytime that DePaul has had of the preseason, like the Thanksgiving tournament things, if I wasn't working on it, I've never gone, and I've regretted it. Like them going to Myrtle Beach or someplace like that.
Yeah.
I haven't gone. I went to one in the Virgin Islands, and it was amazing. And having that feeling and being connected to your school or your team is fun. So, yeah, I was out here like, okay, I'll fly into Newark instead of flying into New York City. And then I'm gonna find the place to stay. I'll call Danny Parkins and stay at his palatial estate.
Too late. He's got Tanny there right now.
Oh, the Danny's house is enough room for all of us. Score house. And then I'll go to the game tomorrow night.
Yeah, there you go.
But it didn't happen.
I haven't done anything that reaches those levels. Although, in thinking about this during the break, I did realize, I don't know if I've ever said it this plainly, I chose Emerson College because of Fenway Park and the Red Sox. But I mean, like 100%. Like, and I let some, I let my application to Ithaca University just sit in my desk drawer, like passive aggressively. Didn't even bother to send it because I knew I didn't want to go there. Because I was like, no, I want to go to Emerson because I want to go to Red Sox games. And I went to like 30 Red Sox games a year between 88 and 92.
Damn.
Yeah. It was outrageous because bleacher seats were cheap and I would just go a lot. And there used to be the thing where the top of the eighth inning, they would open the gates to let people out.
And so you just
walk in. So I'd like, my dorm was a mile away. So I'd like watch the game or listen to the game and
I
then
like that.
Walk over in the sixth inning or the seventh inning and just be ready. And as soon as they open the gates, I'd go in for the final two innings, pray for extras and sometimes get them, you know? So like making the college choice for the ball club is probably the best I can offer.
The things we do for love.
Oh, man. Well, the thing I did for love, I mean, my marriage to Christine.
Oh, that's right.
Was at Wrigley and on.
Wait, the wedding was at Wrigley?
No, the party was at Wrigley. We rented a suite at Wrigley. And so we're
because she's crazy Cub fan.
She's a ridiculous meatball Cub fan. And so we're watching this game on April 14th, 2018. You can look it up. It's when they were trailing by like 9 runs and they made a ridiculous rally that I totally missed because she wanted to go. It was like the 7th inning. It had been a long day. Her mother, my new mother-in-law, wanted to leave. So we left and they rallied and took the lead while we were in the parking lot loading the car. So that I did for love instead of the game. Best rally I ever missed.
I agree with you wholeheartedly. Let's get some Bears information. Drew Dahlman, the new center, he's going to be on this show next on The Score.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Audacy podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.